Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Motorists could be spending up to 25 rand a litre for petrol soon. That's according to economists. Customers could soon be paying 25 rand for a litre of petrol, and that's a cautionary note coming from economist Davi Ruit. How much of a concern is this? Davi Ruit joins us this morning. He's founder, director, and chief economist of the Efficient Group. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning to you. Well, I can tell I'm doing much better than a country, it seems. Thank you very much.
Look, that's hardly a measure.
Yes. I'm afraid we are facing some serious headwinds.
Very, very, very serious. What is the story now? I mean, is there a chance that they'll extend it? You seem to think that they won't, or that they're looking at alternatives.
Well, apparently they're looking at alternatives. So we know that they've got a few plans, like, for example, to reduce some of the levies. There are many levies and taxes and all sort of things levied on the petrol price. So they're thinking of making some adjustments here and there. And we can talk about some of these, especially the retail margin. But the question of whether they're going to extend this 1.50 relief on a fuel levy for another month or two, we will probably hear about that today or so. I know that the Minister of Finance, the Minister of Energy Affairs, they met over the weekend, and we're waiting for some sort of announcement. But I'm afraid, you know, even if they extend it another month or two, eventually we will have to repay that. And there's not really much that we can do about all of this. Maybe I can just give you a bit of a background for the listeners. Like, where are we at the moment? Well, at the moment, we're talking about the petrol price of 22 rand a litre. We have, for the past month, we saw the rand coming under some pressure and the international oil price going up. And that means that the under-recovery on the petrol price is currently in the region of about 2 rand. Where is it? About 2 rand 30 or so. I haven't got the most recent numbers, so we'll get it a little bit later. This morning, round about there, just over 2 rand or so. The Minister of Finance has given us a bit of a relief of 1 rand 50 on the fuel levy for 2 months, which will come to an end now, the beginning of June. And that's at 1 rand 50 that must be added to that 2 rand something. That gives you in total close to about 4 rand increase that can be expected on the petrol price, bringing it up to about 25 rand a litre or so. So that's how things stand at the moment. And we're waiting for the Minister of Finance then to announce whether he's going to extend this 1.50 or not. And just keep in mind that it costs the state in lost revenue about 3 billion rand per month because of this reduction in the fuel levy, this temporary reduction of 1.50. So that's where we are. And in the meantime, we do know that there are some possibilities of some adjustments to the petrol price. Remember, it's a so-called administrative price, which means that you're not allowed to sell it for more expensive or cheaper than the announced price. And that's one of the changes that is being envisaged, and that is that we can allow retailers to sell it actually less than the maximum price, so allow a bit of competition on the retail side.
Why hasn't there been competition allowed? What is the rationale behind that?
Yeah, there are many reasons for that. One reason for that is that it's seen, I think the politicians see this as a possible job creation opportunity, because they set the price at a certain level, you make a certain retail margin, and in the process it's expected from you to employ a lot of people to help you fill up your car, at the gas station. That's one reason. The other reason, and I think this is more important, and that is that more competition in the urban areas, for example, may lead to possible lower fuel price. And I think the retail margin is in the region of about 2 rand something or so. So theoretically, the price can fall by about 2 rand a litre in urban areas where there's more competition. But the same will not happen in rural areas. There's much less competition there. And I think the fuel price is likely to remain fairly high.
So they're worried about the disparity, I suppose. How does the government weigh up the issue of an increased fuel price, which obviously has an impact on absolutely everything, food, on a nation that is already at a knife's edge, versus losing the type of revenue that you've just described when they take less for each litre of petrol?
I think the question you're asking has to do with the taxes on fuel levy and if there are alternatives. Well, at the moment, the fuel levy, and remember there are some other levies as well, like for example, the road accident fund, in total it's approximately 8 rand on a litre or so. So it's significant. It's about a third or more than a third that you pay for petrol goes to the various taxes to the Minister of Finance and levies. It's not only taxes, levies as well. The fuel levy, is the one of the most, I think it's the fourth or fifth most important revenue source for the Minister of Finance, bringing in more than 80 billion, 83 billion in fact, is expected for in the current financial year. So it's a very important source of revenue to the Minister of Finance. And if he reduces that, then of course we need to get money in somewhere else. That's one possibility, or preferably we have to get the state to spend less money. And that's actually the issue here. That's the problem here, is that we've got a government that simply spends too much money and the taxpayer simply cannot carry this burden anymore. But the question is the fuel levy a better tax than something else? And should we reduce it and maybe increase some other taxes, if that is the question? And I would argue all taxes are always bad, but the fuel levy is one of those less bad taxes. And there are many reasons for that. It's relatively easy to collect. It is relatively cheap to collect because you, the oil companies pay that. So you go to one guy or few guys, and they will pay you the total fuel levy. It's also a so-called broad-based tax. It's everybody pays that, and it filters through, as you pointed out, to all other prices, and it's an indirect tax and so on. So there are many benefits to, for example, increasing the company taxes. In fact, I would argue that I would rather increase the fuel levy and reduce some other more harmful taxes to the economy. And then the argument that an increase in the fuel levy will lead to inflation, that is incorrect. Because inflation is never, that's not, remember, inflation is not an event. It's not an something like an increase in the fuel price. That is not inflation. Inflation is a process. It only becomes a process if we are allowed to pass this price increases on to the next guy in the chain and so on and so on. And that's the reason why the Reserve Bank increases interest rates, to smother the process, to slow down the process. So an increase in a fuel price or an increase in the price of anything is never inflation. And that actually is a very important point, but because what this illustrates is the fact, and there's no way of getting away from this. The fact is that South Africa is an importer of energy, in this case of oil. It's the most important import product. And second, we have a relatively weak currency, the South African rand. And by, you know, there's no way of getting away from this. We are going to pay more for petrol. We can make some adjustments on the margin here and there, but the reality is that South Africa is an importer of petrol, or rather of oil, and that we are going to pay for this increase in the oil price, one way or the other.
And at this stage, Brent crude is what, over 120, or at 120 a barrel, which has got to impact tremendously.
Yes, it's not only impacting on South Africa, it's impacting all over the world. I did say that an increase in the petrol price is not inflation. Inflation is always a process, but certainly this increase in the oil price is leading, is starting the process. Not only this, there's an also significant increase in the price of foodstuffs as well. So this various increases in certain prices of certain things globally and in South Africa is certainly boosting this process called inflation. And worldwide, we see central banks increasing interest rates to stop this process called inflation, to stop it picking up actual momentum. And maybe I can also just mention something that I'm extremely concerned about, and that's the increase in food prices and the availability of food over the next couple of months. And as an economist, I'm very careful to make predictions, but I can tell you that I think we are going, the world is facing some serious food issues over the next couple of months, and I will not be surprised if we hear of people really going angry. In fact, we've already started hearing about even children going really angry in South Africa, but this is going to become a major problem worldwide pretty soon.
Yeah, and so if you were advising government, we don't really have a lot of time, we've got less than a minute, but if you were advising government around fuel, what would you advise?
Well, the fuel, I will not reduce the fuel levy, like I've said, and I gave you the reasons why I said so. But there's one thing that government must do, and they better start doing this because we're running into trouble. We've been getting into trouble because of this for some time now, and that the state is simply spending too much money. They must spend less money. And I can't believe that the civil servants are demanding another huge increase right now. We simply cannot afford that. And we need political leadership to tell the state workers or civil servants, they're called as well, that we cannot afford these sort of increases, that we need to spend less. The state is spending too much money. We, the taxpayers, simply cannot afford it anymore.
That's where we leave it, Dawie Roux. Thank you, as always, for chatting to us, giving us perspective on the fuel price and the fuel levy. It is 7 o'clock. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.